today on Real Ghost Stories Online. At first, he assumed it was his little brother breathing in his sleep. Then he discovered his brother wasn't even in the room. So who or what was breathing beside his bed?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, 855-853-4802 to share your real ghost story with us. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, share it in the comments section. We'd love to hear it. I'm sure everyone else would love to see it as well. And you can also write in if you want to send it to us directly on our website at realghoststoriesonline.com. Tony, Todd, and Carol with you on today's edition of... Oop, I muted my mic of the old program.
You gave me a little heart attack right there.
Me too.
All of a sudden,
crap.
Gone. Yeah. So what's going on?
Carol, anything?
I don't have a lot to report.
We had, I'll just mention it because we do talk about weather on here a lot. We had some severe storms up here this week.
Yeah.
And just devastated a community just north of where I live. Devastated.
It wasn't
It wasn't you? Is that what you're saying?
It wasn't me. Okay. Making a tornado. It wasn't me.
Yeah. F3s came through, and luckily there were no deaths from it or anything like that. But some really well-known long-term businesses in this community just gone. And they still don't have electricity in some of the areas. So really thinking about that. And you know, I know, Carol, you're on a radio station called Twister, and Tony and I both did severe weather coverage over the years. So just it's sad to see that. And there's still people. This is what pisses me off about it. Now I'm going to rant a little bit.
Here we go.
There are still people writing the freaking TV stations complaining because they're breaking in with this stuff and it doesn't affect them personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is what's wrong in this country of ours, is we think if it doesn't affect us personally, fuck everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
There were people, there were lives that were saved that day because the TV stations did what their license with the FCC requires them to do, and that is to get the information out as quickly as possible and effectively as possible. So lay off the meteorologists.
It's amazing that people still do that. I mean, especially considering the world that we live in, it's not like you're just forced to watch three channels and that's your entertainment choices.
Right.
Yeah, you can go anywhere and get anything anytime you want. You don't have to watch severe weather coverage if you don't want to. There's 1,000 other ways you can watch anything your heart desires.
Who watches in real time? Like watch it on demand later.
It's the same people who were probably writing in a long time ago. They're just a lot older now.
Yeah.
And there's a few of them left. But God, that's hilarious.
That happened here recently, and it happened during the NBA championship games.
Oh, yeah. God.
3 games in a row.
Oh, goodness.
We had severe weather.
Yeah.
Like really severe weather.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 100 mile an hour winds and stuff and tornadoes, and people were pissed. And I get it because it's like an NBA championship. You can't really. So I felt bad for the TV station trying to juggle both because they were trying to. They had like a little screen so you could see.
They put the game in the box?
No, they put the weather coverage in the little box.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Because I think they had so many complaints. Because, you know, that is something you want to watch in real time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, right. There's still such a mix of an audience out there, I think, that your licensed stations need to be running your weather. At some point, do they need to? Probably not. You know, if you have other means of getting it or that. I mean, I doubt we're going to have broadcast television in 10 years, quite honestly. I think everything will be much more on demand. And when there's severe weather, you'll get it through the channel that you get it through. But it won't be like just the only place to get it. I don't know. right now, I think there's enough people that will never go that far with technology, and they need to have it in a place where they can access it. You know, how they can understand to access it too. You know,
yeah,
and we're not there yet, and no. It's still part of the license requirements with the FCC. Blah blah. Again, if it doesn't affect me, I'm going to get pissed off about something. That's what it's all about.
People's lives are being threatened.
Of course,
I mean, this is that serious.
And they don't. Two thoughts. It's just really what it is, you know. But yeah, it's baffling. It's sometimes it's like, what would it be like to live like that for a day? You know? And like just process life through that sort of filter. I don't know. I think that'd be, there's a lot of darkness, I think, there behind the scenes. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online if you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us. In a little bit, we're going to take a look at an old news report from Toledo, Ohio, back when McDonald's attempted to roll out Ouija Funland. You may remember this. It was back in the 80s, I believe. It didn't work out well. It's found footage, shocking footage, of a promotion that went completely sideways. And was never to be repeated again. It's been rumored for years. We have the footage.
If there was a city that was going to try something like that, it would be Toledo, fucking Ohio.
It really would.
The armpit of America.
I was only there once, and I visited you, and I said, never again. Never again. Today's episode of the program is brought to you by Vinted. I cleared out my closet a couple weeks ago. Wasn't really planning on it. I was looking for something else and ended up sitting on the floor with a pile of shirts I hadn't worn in 3 years and a jacket I forgot I owned. None of it was doing anything but taking up space. And I paid for every piece of it. That's real money just sitting in the closet. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday sellers, people like you and me, to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. So I downloaded Vinted, and I listed the jacket first, right there on the floor, photos, couple lines about it, set my price, 2 minutes. Then I did 6 more items before I got up. No seller fees. When something sells, you keep what you earn. All of it. The first round paid for dinner out and a pair of new shoes. And once an item sells, Vinted creates a prepaid shipping label for you. I love that. You print it, you drop the package off, done. There's room in the closet now. And it's a lot easier to bring something new in when you know the stuff you're not wearing can go back out. The app is free to download. Vinted. Ready to start cleaning out your closet and making some extra money? Download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn. And for a limited time, enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Now back to the conversation. Let's go to a phone call at 855-853-4802. What's going on?
This is Josiah from Texas. And the story I have to tell you guys, I have many stories, but this is one that takes place in when I lived in Georgia with my family in a house. The house that I lived in Georgia, we moved in back in 2006. And when we moved in, it was a brand new house. It was just built that past June, I believe, and we moved in February. So while we lived in this house, some strange things happened. One of the instances of things that happened was we had lived there for about maybe a year or two. And my room, which was upstairs above the garage, which faced the front of the house. And in the front of the house, we had two streetlights. For some reason, the neighborhood decided to put two streetlights in our yard. So our front yard was well lit. And of course, those being streetlights in my room facing the street, my room was well lit at night, no matter if I had my blinds drawn or not. So I could see well in my room at night, which worked well because I shared a room with my little brother, and he's always kind of scared of the dark. Back, probably about a year or two after I moved there, I woke up one night, and I heard a really loud breathing It was just a calm and steady breathing, but it was really loud. It just, me just being waken up like that, I just thought it was my little brother because he's a loud breather and he was 2 or 3 at the time. So I just figured he was asleep in his crib and probably had his face buried in the pillow because that's what he does a lot. He'll end up sleeping on his stomach, have his face buried in the pillow, and then he'll be breathing weird. And so you have to go and roll him over and tell him to not do that. So I just kind of groggily, while I'm laying there, I just kind of roll over and I look. And through the light shining in the window, I can see the room just fine. And I look in his crib. But there's nobody in his crib. So I kind of pause for a moment. I'm fully awake at this time. And I'm listening. And I can still hear the breathing. But it's coming from either beside my bed or underneath his crib. So I kind of finagle myself on the bed to see if maybe I can see underneath his crib and see if maybe he crawled out of his bed and went and lay underneath his crib. I don't know why he would have done that, but it's my little brother and he's strange and he does weird things sometimes. So I finagle myself to look and I could see all from underneath his crib and nothing was there. But I could still hear the breathing. But now that I had eliminated it from being anywhere near his crib, I could just listen and I could tell it was coming from somewhere beside my bed. So I glance over the side of my bed and there's nothing there and I still hear the breathing. And that's when I realized that it was coming from the foot of my bed. So I slowly get up and edge my way to the edge foot of my bed and look down at the floor and there's nothing there. So I kind of did a quick glance around the room, like same angle myself so I can look in the closet and there is nothing in my room. But yet I can still hear the breathing. And just when I'm laying there and I'm just like, wow, that's so weird. I'm hearing this breathing, but there's nothing in my room. And right when I thought that there was nothing in my room, the breathing stopped. And I didn't hear it anymore for the rest of the night. And I just kind of shrugged myself, rolled over and went back to sleep. So the next morning I got up and went and asked my mom. I was like, hey, did my little brother go and sleep with you last night? She's like, yeah, he did. He came in, you know, probably around the midnight and came and slept with us. And I was like, okay. And she was just like, why you ask? And I was like, oh, it's no big deal. I just was wondering because I thought I heard something, but it's no big deal. And she just kind of like looked at me strange and was like, okay, whatever. And then about a week later, my mom came up to me. Actually, it was my dad. It was my dad and my mom. They both had this experience and they were both there when they told me. Anyway, they woke up the night before. They told me this. They woke up in the middle of the night, and they heard really loud breathing, and it was coming from the foot of their bed. And they both sat there and looked at each other. They were both awake, and they both heard it. And they could tell that none of my little siblings were in the room. And my mom got up and looked at the edge of it, got out of bed, walked around, looked at the foot of the bed, and there was nothing there. And when she looked up and said, there's nothing here, the breathing stopped. So at that point, I realized that it wasn't just me that had heard something, that it wasn't just me playing tricks on myself while I was in a half awake sleep, like stage or something, maybe, even though I knew I was fully awake. So at that point, I was like, hey, remember that time I asked you 2 weeks ago if my little brother came and slept with you? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, the reason why I asked that was because I heard breathing in my room. There was nobody there. And then now you told me that you guys hear breathing as well. So that's the end of that story. I have many more stories about that house. That was just probably the first big experience that I had there. Otherwise, it was like, before that was a bunch of little things. You know, it being a new house, it could be shrugged off as, oh, we live in a new house, so things are going to be different. You're going to hear weird sounds or whatever. But that was the first time that I heard something and experienced something that couldn't be explained away. So I have some more stories. One time I actually saw something, saw what was breathing in my room. But I'll save that for another time. Thank you.
Yikes.
That's a lot. That's a lot to take in.
Well, and to hear breathing, that would be so creepy.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of other things that are going to sound like breathing.
Right, exactly.
Just your local neighborhood creepy breather that walks into people's homes and breathes over them at night and moves their hamper.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's interesting. I wonder if anything else really like that happened again, or if it was just those two episodes. Sounds like they had a couple of other things go on while they were there, but I wonder if they ever heard breathing again, or if because somebody said it's there or I'm hearing it or something and it stopped after that, if the knowledge that the spirit may have had decided to what do you got going on over there?
I made this for a little background thing over here.
I like it.
I gotta turn the sound off on it though. There we go.
And the sound's pretty cool.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot.
There we go.
And that's pretty cool. Yeah. I like that. And if you're not watching on YouTube right now, you have no idea what we're talking about.
There we go.
I do like that.
Let's mute that. There we go. Little background graphic there for us. Other than the cats that were practicing Satanism.
I need some fancy screens behind me, too. Like, you guys look like you're in some kind of places where cats would practice Satanism.
It is. Incidentally, is a place where cats do practice a lot of Satanism.
Both of you are at that location. Me, I'm in the spare room.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
With a cat.
The thing is, when cats practice Satanism, it happens in the places you least suspect. So people would think it's happening here. It's going on in your house. It's going on in your house.
We cats know that. We are established that.
Satanism. Speaking of kids getting into to things like they were in that story, kind of not, kind of, they were kids. That's how we're tying this in. McDonald's. McDonald's back in the day, some found footage here. We talked about this a little bit last week on the show, but it wasn't quite ready to air. This is kind of a shocking story from, you might remember this. If you're a child of the 80s, I the other day went through old Happy Meal toys with my daughter. My mother brought me a big bag of all the Happy Meal toys I ever collected in my lifetime.
And we
went through some of them, and it was cool. And then I came across one. It was like, it was a little Ouija board back when they had the Ouija Playland in the 80s at McDonald's. It all ended because of this. And they tried to scrub this from the internets over the years, but it made it. And now people are going, oh, I do remember that.
Good evening. We're live tonight outside this Toledo McDonald's, where a special Halloween promotion called Ouija Land Play Zone has been permanently shut down after what authorities and witnesses are calling one of the most disturbing incidents in recent local memory. What was meant to be harmless seasonal fun for children turned into something far darker. Ouija Land was McDonald's limited-time Halloween attraction. Plastic spirit boards placed right in the ball pit, glow-in-the-dark planchettes, and free orange soft drinks for every child in costume. The company billed it as a chance for kids to talk to the other side while they enjoy their Happy Meals. But within days of opening, reports began pouring in of children behaving in ways that left parents and employees terrified. Witnesses describe a sudden and violent shift inside the play zone. Lights flickered into shapes some parents later called upside-down crosses. The temperature dropped. Children who had been laughing moments earlier began speaking in voices that were not their own, reciting McDonald's jingles backwards, and projectile vomiting the signature orange drink with such force that it left scorch-like stains and imperfect symbols across the floor.
My little boy was just playing on the Ouija board they had set up in the ball pit. Next thing I know, he's floating. Floating. And screaming that Ronald has to die for the golden arches to open the gate. The orange drink came out of him like a fire hose. It burned the carpet.
My daughter's Happy Meal toy started bleeding. actual blood. Then she looked at me with pure black eyes and said, "Daddy, the fries are cold because hell is full. I don't know how we get past this."
The most extreme events occurred right here at this Toledo location. According to multiple witnesses, a group of the affected children, ages 5 to 9, cornered the Ronald McDonald character performer inside the play zone. They tore at the red wig and yellow suit while chanting that the clown was the sacrifice. One child was later overheard saying the meat was greasy but pure. The performer was hospitalized with severe bite wounds. Employees described the scene as pure chaos, a hellish environment of screaming, vomiting, and violence that no one who was present will soon forget.
"We thought it was just a Halloween promotion. Plastic Ouija boards, glow-in-the-dark planchettes, talk to the other side while you eat your McNuggets." Then the kids started speaking in voices that weren't theirs, and the Ronald character, they ate him. I mean, they tried to eat him, alive. I still hear the screaming when I close my eyes.
McDonald's corporate has issued a statement saying Ouija Land has been discontinued at every location nationwide, effective immediately. They are cooperating with local authorities and offering counseling to affected families and staff. Whether this was mass hysteria, a tragic series of coincidences, or something invited in under the banner of Halloween fun, remains under investigation. Tonight, many parents are left wondering whether a simple Halloween promotion opened a door that should have remained closed. Live from Toledo, I'm Diane Kessler, Action News 11. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you, Diane. Diane did a great job.
Thank you, Diane.
So let me ask you this. Did you choose 11 as the TV station because you knew there was an 11 in Toledo?
No, I didn't pick any station.
Action News 11.
It was, and it was WTOL Channel 11 in Toledo. So
really, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah. I think that was Sharon Jeffers, if I remember properly from when I was in the market back then. I think that was the report. Was that her name, Sharon Jeffers, or did she?
I have no idea.
Name?
AI made it up.
Okay.
Diane Kessler.
Yeah. Diane Kessler was. Yeah. So, I mean, no, that was AI that, but the concept of the Ouija Land McDonald's was me and, and the orange drink and several other aspects of the,
damn orange drink. Did your stomach turn a little bit when you saw those cups of orange drink?
I used to like orange drink. The original orange drink that this high C bullshit that they have now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you, Tony. I used to really like that.
The orange drink was the jam. Like every time McDonald's would like cater or donate, you know, a big pile of hamburgers to some sort of cause, there would be like the big cooler, the McDonald's cooler.
Yeah.
Of the orange drink. And it was delicious. And no one's going to tell me otherwise. God damn it.
Todd.
Get off my porch if you don't like the orange drink.
I would have to pass on that. It was not my favorite thing.
You didn't like the orange drink?
No? And I like orange when I was growing up. I drank a lot of orange. For some reason, I didn't like it. Maybe it wasn't sweet enough at the
McDonald's. Wasn't carbonated. It was just a powder that they.
Yeah. You know. I don't know.
I mean, when you're expecting soda, you know, sometimes the orange drink is kind of, it's not as.
Yeah.
Orange slice. That was good. I enjoyed the orange slice. You remember Slice?
Oh, yeah, that was good. Yeah.
No, that was a good one. I remember
but
that.
They were projectile vomiting the orange drink. Yeah.
And it was burning the floor.
Maybe that's what was bothering Todd.
Exactly.
It was not so much the orange drink.
Hell, I don't know. Maybe the McDonald's I was going to had the Ouija board Happy Meals. I don't know.
Maybe
it's possible.
You had demonic orange drink or something going on. You know? I mean, that could be.
That dad in there, he made me laugh because he's like, "So my child, I took him to."
It was so serious.
He sounded like he was Satan.
There's, what was it? The fries are cold because hell is full.
Yes.
I loved that one.
That would have been a good one. I should have taught Harper to say to people when she was little.
Instead, you just had her do that eye trick thing. Where her
she'd roll her eyes back and then say, "No, Hoppa, only Zool." So I think we did pretty good. All right. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to another phone call here on the old program and hear a ghost story. Hi.
I'm a new listener, and I wanted to give you two of the more weirder stories that happened to me. The first one is happened to me when I was in high school. I had a Ford Fairmont Futura from my uncle. It was this car that nobody wanted. I don't know if it was haunted or not. I don't know if that's even a thing, a haunted car. But long story short, I had a tire in the trunk of this thing that needed to get air put in it. And my dad said, if I came home without the tire, without the air put in the spare, he was going to kill me. And I'd been dragging my feet on it and dragging my feet on it. And he was like, you got to do it. You got to do it. So went to the gas station after school, lined up the trunk with the air hose thing, the nozzle, get out, open the trunk, and there's no tire. And I was like, oh, whatever. Somebody's playing a trick on me, but maybe, you know, maybe it's still in there. So I'm sticking my head in the trunk. I'm putting my hands inside of the wheel well where the tire should be. And I'm really looking. I'm thinking maybe I'm missing something. And he was really insistent upon it being in there. And anyway, I'm really trying to find this tire. And I'm like, I guess I'm not an idiot and there is no tire and there's no like secret compartment or anything. So I drive straight home. And then I get to the house. My dad's there. And of course, he wants to know if I put the air in the tire. And I said, it's not in there. And he was so pissed. I said, Dad, it's not in there. And then he goes, open that thing up. And I opened it up and it was sitting right there. I don't know what happened. And to this day, my friends make fun of me and I tell them the story. But I know I put my hands in the space where the tire was and it never left my company. There was never an opportunity for somebody to sneakily put this tire back in there. But the car was really old and just creepy anyway. So maybe it was a haunted car. I don't know. But the second story is my wife at the time and I were at a bar in Maryland on the Sassafras River, and it's pretty historic and creepy place anyway. And we're having dinner and we're having some drinks and we're just hanging out. And she says, man, my stomach is really bothering me. I could use like an antacid or something. And I said, oh, that's, you know, whatever. We'll maybe we can get like a seltzer or something like that. Well, we're facing each other. And in between both of us, we see distinctly a moth, a golden moth, spiral down just like a corkscrew, like you would see a moth like flying around a light. And it hits her right in the shoulder and falls on the ground. And we watched this happen. And then we both looked down. And it's not a moth. It's an antacid packet that is unopened. And it could not have been thrown because it was spiraling. And it just hit her and fell on the ground. And I don't know what to say. I mean, we both witnessed it. We both talked about it, like, did you see that? And she's like, yeah, I saw it. And she was we were talking about it. And we both saw the same thing. And I have no explanation for those two things. And are they ghost related? I don't know. But they're both freaky and weird. And I thought that you guys would have much more to say about these events than I know anything about. So I'm open to your opinion. Love you guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's all very creepy.
Well, and the tire thing is creepy because he's like goes to do it and then it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
And then how do you be like have floating antacids? Like, I've never heard of an antacid just floating. Damn.
It happens from time
above.
To time.
Yeah. I need
ask
an
your
acid.
Doctor if floating antacids are right for you.
Yeah. I didn't say floating acid. I said antacid.
Yeah.
Then it would make sense if they had already taken the floating acid and they saw floating antacid.
Maybe we misunderstood that.
That's really strange.
The story about the tire not being in the trunk sounds like something I would try to come up with to get out of actually filling up the air in my tire. Like, yeah, Dad, the tire's not there. And then he opens it up and it's right there. Like, that's like, crazy.
See, it's not there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what to do anyhow. I don't think I could. I took a shop class, or not a shop class, an auto class. I've never had to change my own tire. I mean, I did it in the class once.
I've never done it. I was
17. So
I wouldn't want to do it. Like, no. I could do it if I had to. I would not want to do it.
I mean, I'm sure I could. Oh, it says I was muted. Now I'm unmuted.
Oh, there you go.
I wouldn't want to. I've had flat tires, but I've always called AAA. Mm-hmm. And they sent the dead, and then
it didn't come with salvation.
Though. It didn't come with. I didn't get the plan where you get the demons. But that was a nice touch there. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. That's going to wrap up today's episode of the program. If you like the show, hit subscribe wherever you're listening, wherever you're watching. Tell us your ghost story in the comment section. Tell us what your thoughts are on the show and the ghost stories and everything, McDonald's. We would love to see that. But do please press subscribe. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I am Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.